when you are experiencing the physical heat that we know you are all perhaps not enjoying so much, there's a thing that happens in your body that is different in each of us. But sometimes the physical heat will attach to the emotional heat. And of course, we all carry that in different places and in different degrees. In a culture, in a world where there is this heat a great deal of time, there is siesta. And part of that is not only good for protecting the body from the vicissitudes of the heat, but it is also good emotionally, because it is pulling you out of that that state that may not be particularly pleasant. So we would like to speak to you a bit about emotional heat. So first, we would like to tell you that you must give up the idea that you will not have it, because you are in a human body and you are going to be, triggered. Something is going to trigger that inside of you. And our first feeling about that is when the heat in you is triggered, it is either going to be anger or fear, or anger and fear, because they often go together. And then there is very often followed by that a self-criticism. What is wrong with me that I am angry or afraid? Now, when that happens, very often there are no words for it, and you may not even realize that that is what is happening inside of you. But of course, in a patriarchal structure, you have been taught to go to that whenever something goes wrong, whenever something is out of balance, whenever you are feeling a way you do not like. Not far behind that is going to be that voice that says, "What is wrong with you?" And that is what we want you to understand needs to be cleared when you are having emotional heat of any kind. Because what that will do is create more emotional heat. Now, this sounds like a simple thing, but we would like to point out that even though it might be simple in what it does, it is rather difficult to deal with when you are feeling it. If you are having emotional heat about something and you do not realize that that voice is coming after you, so to speak, think of the places that it might take you that you do not want to go, to the places that say you are not good enough, that you did not get it right, that if you had done a different life on a different path, you would be in a different place and you've not done all you should. It is nauseatingly ongoing, the places that that one thought can take you. So the thought that says, "What is wrong with you?" is the thought we need to cancel out. But sometimes first we need to ask the question, is that the thought that is driving this process that I am in? Now, you may wonder, why have we not conquered this earlier? Because of the extremes that we have heard about. So it is almost as though it is dangerous not to say what is wrong with me, because that might mean you think there is nothing to be corrected or changed. But that is not true. The "what is wrong with me" is the energy that takes your energy down and makes you unable to correct something that you might need to correct. So We want to at least ask ourselves, in this moment, am I thinking that there is something wrong with me because I have emotional heat about anything? Because if that is what is driving it, then we need to go over here and say, oh, This is a belief, a thought that we do not need to feed. Even if we are very angry or very sad or very depressed, we do not need this particular passenger on our emotional train. So if we ask ourselves, am I thinking there is something wrong with me for feeling what I feel? Let me stop and say, cancel. I am feeling what I feel. If it has information for me, I will get that information. I will do the healing thing for myself, but not with this, there is something wrong with me, hanging over my shoulder. If you can make this separation in your life, you will be doing yourself a great deal of good. And again, here is the irony. If you are not feeling there is something wrong with me and there is something that you need to correct, you will be in a good emotional position to correct it. If this is hanging over, there is going to be a war within you, and it is going to be very difficult to clear it and to get back on your path again in a healthy way. So we are using this as, as a tip, when there is a great deal of emotional heat. Ask yourself, have I got something over here, quite possibly from my past, telling me that there is something wrong with me, because I need to cancel that out, no matter what I am feeling. And return to my center and find the thing that is the best. And if I need to change, I will change. If I need to do whatever I need to do that from a place of love, not a place of fear and guilt. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed.
You've been listening to The Loving Way with Becky Loving. Becky Loving is a spiritual teacher and counselor. For more information, go to BeckyLoving.com. You've been listening to The Loving Way with Becky Loving. Becky Loving is a spiritual teacher and counselor. For more information, go to BeckyLoving.com. You've been listening to The Loving Way with Becky Loving. Becky Loving is a spiritual teacher and counselor. For more information, go to BeckyLoving.com.